Box compression strength, ASTM D642 and the Mackey formula. From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions, Edge Crush Test, ACT, tells you how strong the board is. It does not tell you how many boxes you can safely stack in a trailer or a warehouse rack. That second number is box compression strength, or BCT, the peak load of finished, erected box carries before it collapses under a flat, top-to-bottom load. ACT is a board property. BCT is a box property, and it depends on the box's dimensions and style as much as on the board itself. Getting the two confused is how strong board ends up under a crushed top layer. What ASTM D642 actually measures. ASTM D642, standard test method for determining compressive resistance of shipping containers, components, and unit loads, is the reference procedure for measuring BCT directly. An empty, erected box, taped or glued as it would ship, is conditioned to the standard climate of 23°C and 50% relative humidity, then placed between two rigid platens on a compression tester. The top platen closes at a controlled, slow rate, on the order of 12 mm per minute, well below any dynamic or impact speed, until the box's walls buckle and load drops off. The peak load recorded before that drop is the box compression strength, reported in force units, LBF or KGF, or converted to KN. Because it is a physical test on a physical box, D642 captures everything the box actually is, the flute, the score lines, the manufacturer's joint, the flap configuration, any printing or coating, and any cutouts. Nothing about it is theoretical. The cost is that you need a sample box and a compression tester, and you get one number for one design at one point in time. The Mackey formula, predicting BCT without a test. Long before every packaging engineer had a compression tester on hand, Mackey, Gander and Wachuta, 1963, published an empirical formula that predicts BCT for a standard regular slotted container, RSC, directly from board properties and box dimensions. See the table in the article for the figures. The formula says two things worth sitting with. First, BCT scales linearly with ACT, double the edge crush value and you roughly double the predicted compression strength. Second, BCT scales with the square root of both caliper and perimeter, not directly with them. A taller flute, bigger caliper, or a larger box, bigger perimeter, helps, but with sharply diminishing returns, which is why simply upgrading to a heavier flute is a much more efficient way to add compression strength than making the box bigger. A worked example. Take a C flute board with ACT equals 32 pounds, in and a combined caliper T equals 0.170 in, formed into an RSC measuring 24 by 16 by 18 in, LXWXH. The perimeter term uses only length and width. See the table in the article for the figures. That 693 lbf is the predicted peak load for this exact box, tested empty, dry, and immediately, the same conditions D642 uses. It is a ceiling, not a working number, for reasons covered next. Calculate or test, how to decide. Use Mackey when you are comparing board or flute options early in a spec, screening several box dimensions before committing to samples, or sanity checking a supplier's ACT claim against a target BCT. It is fast, free, and accurate enough for ranking alternatives. Run ASTM D642 before you commit to volume, and always when the box is not a plain RSC. The formula was calibrated on standard slotted containers, it does not account for die-cut trays, telescoping, cap and base, styles, 5-panel folders, large hand holes or vent holes, heavy ink or laminate coverage, or double wall transitions at score lines. Any of those can move real BCT well off the calculated number, in either direction. If the spec is contractual, or the packaging is protecting something expensive enough that a failed stack is a real cost, test it, Do not ship on a formula. Why the real stack needs a safety factor. Both the D642 test and the Mackey formula describe an idealized case, a single empty box, conditioned at 50% RH, loaded once, briefly, dead center. A loaded pallet sitting in a warehouse for weeks is a different problem in every one of those respects, and each difference works in the same direction, down. Humidity. Corrugated is hygroscopic and compression strength is sensitive to moisture content. The 23C, 50% RH test climate is a deliberately controlled reference point. Board held at higher ambient humidity is measurably weaker than that reference, which is exactly why the standard climate exists, so results are comparable at all. Duration under load, creep. Corrugated is a paper fiber structure, and fiber structures deform gradually under sustained load even below their instantaneous failure point. A stack that would pass a 30-second compression test can still settle over days or weeks of static storage. Stack alignment. The Mackey formula assumes load is carried through the box's vertical walls the way a compression test applies it, centered and flat. Cartons stacked with any offset concentrate load onto corners and unsupported wall sections, which fail at a much lower load than a perfectly aligned stack. Contents and handling. The formula describes an empty box. A filled box redistributes some load into its contents, but transit also adds dynamic loads, vibration, shock, and racking, that a static test does not simulate. Packaging engineers account for this gap with a safety factor applied to the calculated R-tested BCT, not by shipping at the tested number. Common practice sizes the factor to the exposure. Shorter, drier, well-aligned storage sits toward the low end of a roughly 4:1 to 6:1 range. Longer warehouse dwell times, variable or high humidity, or less controlled stacking push toward the high end. The right factor for a given lane is a judgment call based on that lane's actual conditions, not a fixed constant. Applying it, a stacking height check. Continuing the example above, with BCT equals 693 lbf and a safety factor of 5:1 for a multi-week warehouse dwell. See the table in the article for the figures. That is the number to put on the pallet label and the warehouse racking rule, not the raw 693 lbf from the formula, and not the D642 lab result either. Both are inputs to the calculation, not the answer to, how high can we stack this? What to put in a spec or RFQ? Target stacking configuration, pallet height, expected warehouse dwell time, and the humidity range the product will actually see. Whether the quoted BCT is Mackey calculated or D642 tested, and at what safety factor the stacking plan assumes. Aked and combined caliper for the board grade, so the calculation can be checked independently. Box style, flag anything other than a standard RSC, since that is where the formula stops being reliable. The conditioning climate used for any BCT figure quoted, so a lab number and a dock measurement are never compared as if they were the same thing. Aked tells you about the board. Mackey turns that into a first estimate for the box. ASTM D642 tells you what the box actually does. None of the three is optional if the answer to, how high can we stack it, needs to be a number you can defend, not a guess.